listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. We'll let the music go a little while. Okay, I guess we won't. Okay, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Ray West. His website is big-lies.org. I just wanted to share just a quick little story with you. Last Sunday, I was going through my help chest. I hadn't been able to get to it for quite a long time because there was a bunch of stuff stacked on top of it. And I was going through it with, and I found two copies of the Sacramento Bee. I was living in Sacramento at the time. And the paper was dated November 22nd, 1963. And it was the Sacramento Bee was an evening paper. And I actually have the paper that announced the assassination of JFK. And I had forgotten that I had it. Well, there was a lot of things in there that I had forgotten that I had. But it just it really struck a chord with me. Anyway, welcome back to the program.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you.
How are you situated about the JFK incident?
How am I situated?
Well what do you believe?
He was assassinated. Well, it was because he wasn't willing to go along with Israel having bombs and whatnot and several other things. He was assassinated. His brother was assassinated. His son was assassinated. His son knew who killed JFK, and he was very blatant about that knowledge. And so,
right. I just wondered. Unfortunately, this is where people like Miles Mathis are absolutely first rate, in my view. He goes through the so-called assassination. He concluded that not only was Kennedy a homosexual, he was not murdered. The corpse they produced is not the same person. And Mathis is good on facial recognition. He does portraits.
I've talked to a lot of people, so I'm not even open to Mathis and his views on it.
Well,
so we're going to have to agree
well,
to disagree.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go on about that.
Sure.
I'm just saying that Mathis is very good on Marx and Engels, actually, as well. I think two good. Well, are you happy about them being Jews, for one thing? That was an obvious intro.
Marx was, yes. And actually, they got a lot of their information from a book by Clinton Roosevelt, which book came out in 1843. And they took a lot of the information from that book to create the later became the Communist Manifesto.
Sorry, a book by who? By whom?
Clinton Roosevelt.
Clinton Roosevelt. Okay. Well, there are several. There are lots of alleged contributors to the Communist Manifesto, and there's a couple of people. I can't remember offhand. Anyway, yeah. You should. You should look up Miles Mathis on Marx and Engels. He's got Lenin and Stalin for that matter. Because he's got.
I've done a lot of research.
Yeah. Okay.
That I'm very happy with.
All right. Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. I know he was the chap who was speaking before. Was talking about the Catholic Church being a disaster, and I think the same thing is true of the Church of England. I was told. I haven't checked really. That for the first time ever, it's got an attendance of less than a million people, and I mean, obviously, that's not going to include. It's not likely to include. People from Muslim backgrounds, all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
But it's terrible. It's run by a local. Well, the Archbishop of Canterbury is a chap called Welby, who's got Jewish ancestry, and he's going on about how it's necessary not to accuse Jews of killing people in the Middle Ages, that kind of stuff. Absolutely shocking, really, how useless these people are. In fact, and the Church of England, of course, is associated with the crown. You know, the Prime Minister is allowed to choose from a short list, so it's not independent of the Church. So all these poor beggars who make their money from such as is from the Church are, you know, they're kind of powerless to do anything. Let me go. I've got a whole load of scraps of paper here. Doherty and McGregor, they wrote a book on the secret history of the First World War. And there's a lot of papers and things still stored in some of them in England. They just nobody. I imagine nobody is allowed to look at them because, of course, that's an important issue. If you go back, I've got another thing here. The Official Secrets Act. Yes, I think that was a Jewish thing. It was before the First World War, so of course it was important. There were a lot of Jews who traded with the enemy. You know, they had deals during the First World War, and that was trade. You know, and that's another.
Mark has joined us, and he wanted to make an announcement.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So, Mark, welcome.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, thank you both. I've been listening in, and it's quite interesting. I think I heard the word Jew about a million times. But and interesting, Diana, that you found the Sacramento Bee of November 22nd, 1963, two copies. It's quite an amazing little thing that you find out of nowhere. But number one, I've been very busy since our last interview, and I've written four articles, but you just touched on one of them, which was about John F. Kennedy Jr. And the title of that, it's on my new website. It's titled The Last Significant Person That Had to Be Assassinated. And it's like it's like a 12-page paper, and I met John back in 87, and he didn't like to be called John.
He's grown up by then, right?
Yeah. It's but the amount of I put it out for the 21st commemoration of his assassination, and I had it like 85% done. And anyway, it's the amount of information that I have there that points to that he was definitely not a bad pilot, and he made that route 35 times in the last 15 months prior, and it was clear visibility, 12-mile visibility. It wasn't foggy. It goes on and on and on and on and on, and how the military took it over. So the most likely, only from one source, but Wade Madison, which was a pretty good source, said that his wife was pregnant with a boy. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to do this again in another 35 years.
Right. And I'm trying to find that article. You put it out on the 21st?
Yeah, no, I put it out on the 16th. July 16th, the 21st commemoration of his assassination. It was 1999. It said earthnewspaper.com/ the last significant person that had to be assassinated. But I wanted to just tell everybody, number one, I started a newspaper. I've been working on it now for a month. I have over 700 entries, over 7,000 links already there to all these 700 entries. Because some of them are playlists with dozens or hundreds of videos on them. I have like broken into well over 400 categories now, and you can also do it by date or by month. And
do you have a theme?
What's that?
Do you have a theme?
Theme is to put out all the honest news fit to publish.
Oh.
And so I want to. What I'm doing is putting out approximately 10 videos a day.
Have you read any stuff by Mathis? On, for example, the non-death of John Lennon, that kind of stuff.
The Non-Death of John Lennon.
Haven't you heard of that?
Yeah, I was there the night John Lennon was assassinated. I used to have the number one site in the world for John for like 10 years.
Well, have you read...
I did a film on John Lennon.
Have you read Matthes's piece on that DVD that was produced about the John Lennon in Canada?
Yeah, I don't...
okay.
I don't buy it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, can you make your announcement and let me get on with it?
Well, the major announcement is that this major website that I have that is earthnewspaper.com. But the other major announcement is that we're in the middle of the beginning of something biblical. And I mentioned this on your show a couple of months ago, Deanna, and I came up with an idea three or four nights ago that I'm working on, and I'm still working on it, but what it comes down to is we have to do something. And I've thrown rallies in front of the United Nations and, you know, in front of the White House, in front of the New York Times. So all of a sudden it hit me a few nights ago to throw a rally. They'll never give me a permit, as they did in all three of those events that I did, but to have a worldwide civil disobedience, and to go to not only Washington, D.C., and it looks like I'm trying to set it up now, and this will be totally decentralized. I'm just going to put this major idea out, and I'm not sure which website I'm going to put it out on. I'm probably going to put it out on futuregenerations.com, so take a look on that website. Within the next 7 or 8 days, I will have something up that it'll be just very simple. It's something that you can download like a pamphlet, and something that will just explain the overarching theme of this is that all the people, look, there's probably around 20% of people in the United States that understand, and probably in most Western countries, that understand what's going on here with this fake coronavirus.
Okay.
And the end game. So,
what is the end game?
The end game is to probably depopulate us down to less than a billion people. And the end game is to have a social credit score and to have no money anymore and to have AI run everything and so a total lockdown on.
Yes,
all freedoms.
So what's your counter? What's your way avoiding that?
The counter is to peacefully go out and pretty much have a sit-in in all the major cities in the world. And just by sheer numbers, I suspect that there's probably around 50 million people at least in the United States that understand what's going on. There are approximately 25 million people in the United States that are going to be evicted from their homes within the next 2 months. 25 to 30 million people will be evicted from their homes.
Okay. Is that because their money earning was trodden on?
They've ruined every small business in the United States.
Right, yeah. And that's
or not everyone, but they've ruined probably around half of the small businesses are going to be are already out of business or will soon be out of business. And small business made up around 50% of the business in the United States. This is done. This is a concerted effort. This is done. This started from the Rockefeller lockstep 10 years ago, blah, 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 blah. Okay? But I'm trying to say is the people that get it have to mobilize. We have nothing left to lose.
Do you have a policy of what to do? What is going to be done?
I want it to be a very peaceful demonstration and to have a sit-in, sort of like the bonus march in back in 1932, where they got to come with enough food and water for 5, 6, 7 days, have a sleeping bag, have a tent, and just sit there and get millions of people to come to Washington D.C. and just take it over.
Peacefully. And you know, Eisenhower actually sent tanks after those people.
It was MacArthur.
It was MacArthur
that did it, and Patton that did it.
Wow. Shame on you.
Yeah, it was MacArthur that, and he did it without Coolidge's advice also, MacArthur.
Right.
And it was against
Bonus Army, yeah.
It was against the World War One vets that were asking to get their money that was due them. And it was due them in the 43 or 44. They just wanted it early because they didn't have any money. It was the Depression.
Right.
And they came in there with tanks and just took them out. So what I'm saying is, yes, we have to do this peacefully. They may start the violence. If they start the violence, that's the end of the game. We can take over our country again. Okay.
Wow.
And so, if I'm saying if we can get only 5% of the 50 million people, that's 2.5 million people, to show up and go there and do something instead of just talking about it. Just go there and do something peacefully. Just have a sit-in. And yes, do other things that when they're there. But they won't allow you to have any access to any kind of stage or anything like that. That won't be allowed. So I'm just saying, just go there and do it. And they'll set up concentric circles around. They'll set up a 3-mile, 5-mile, 8-mile, 10-mile concentric circle. We'd have to walk in, a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
And they may shoot it. Who knows what they're going to do? But what I'm saying is, there's enough. This is a powder keg. And this is the powder keg of our whole life. There's nothing left to lose. When a man is backed against the wall and there's nothing left to lose, he actually starts to do something. So I'm going to put this out, and it's going to be totally decentralized. I'll just put the idea out there, and it's let everybody run with it, and we can do it. And if we can get it spread far wide, then I suspect there's at least 50 million people that would like to do it, and we could ride share on the way there and all sorts of things that we can connect in. But this will all have to be decentralized also, because they'll come and take me down is what they start with this idea.
Right.
That's how good this idea is. They don't want this. And so this is the first place that I've mentioned, except for a few close friends that I've been working on with this in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect, look, this is what I suspect. I suspect if you get 2.5 million people or more there, that they will start violence. And once they start the violence, and I also suspect that they'll have agitators that will try to start violence inside, of course, the provocateurs. I also think that people may have enough themselves and want to take over, like, the Capitol building and that kind of thing. And that's where the violence could also occur. But it is our country.
Right, right. And, of course...
And we've been lied to, and we've been killed. I came out with a paper in early May just on the unemployment in the United States. There's going to be 72,000 extra suicides. 72,000 people are going to off themselves just from suicides, not all the other ramifications. And that's just this year extra. So, and we all know that this is the biggest con of our life, and it's the takeover of everything. And there's probably 50 or 60 or 70 million people that realize this. So, and there's all these people that are losing everything, and I'm one included. I've lost everything. My whole business is gone of 23 years. It's done for me. So I have nothing left to lose. I'm now more dangerous than ever. So anyway, bless you. Thank you both for letting me just chime in there. And I put it together as, if not us, who? If not now, when? President John F. Kennedy. That's the quote I use at the top, and I'm calling it a worldwide civil disobedience. I first thought about just the United States, and then I was talking with a friend up in New York who said, well, the rest of the world is in it. This is not just a United States thing. And I said, you're correct. And so I came up with who, what, when, where, why, and how. And I have two lines for each one, and then I have a whole bunch of other things underneath. And it's a very simple thing to put together and just put out there, and it's up to us to change it. If we don't, it's all over for us. Might as well just bend over and that's it. So bless you both. Bless you, Deanna, and thank you very much for your guest to let me chime in.
It's okay. I didn't.
Do you have any ideas, by the way, on what I just said?
Well, you sound like a little Jew agitator producing a scheme which doesn't have, which hasn't no sort of basis to it. And I don't think a load of people camping out somewhere is going to work. But it's just me.
Well, we'll see. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break.
Bless you, I'm not a Jew.
right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
Excuse me. All righty. We are back with Ray West.
Hi.
And his website is big-lies.org. Okay, what are your...
Hi there. You must be fed up with saying that. Anyway, never mind. Oh, dear, it's so difficult. That chap, I mean, it's, you know, good luck to him. But, I mean, if you just go and bed down without a plan, I mean, what do they expect people
to
do?
Well, I think that is the plan. The bonus army was a really big deal. Yeah. And people did that, and... I don't know that it had an effect.
What
should people do? Just sit back and just take it?
Well, I'm all in favor of them trying it. I just don't think without some kind of plan they're going to get anywhere. But I mean, you know, good luck to them. There has to be something to do with ownership, doesn't there? That's one of the things. If you look at people who own property. It's not very different from the church in its big days when they owned the biggest landowners, for example, in Britain. They had these huge landowners. And it's similar with Jews now. They they legally own a whole lot of stuff. It has to be taken away from them. But without a plan, I don't know that they're going to, nothing will happen to it. I can't believe, I mean, the bonus army. You get these, there was a thing in Britain about the march from Jarrow, you know, the Jarrow march. They walked from Jarrow to London. In fact, there weren't that many of them. And I've seen it before. I've seen it before with in New York and so on. And his idea that if people have got their back to the wall, they'll start acting, is just not true. I mean, you have famines, things in India where people, you know, are in rock bottom poverty. So,
Those famines were
I wish him luck.
Orchestrated.
Yeah, of course they were.
Orchestrated by Britain, actually.
Well, yeah, probably there were lots of orchestrators of all kinds of famines, but the fact is that nothing happened as a result, did it? Not, or at least not that I know of. I was going to go on with stuff. It does sound awfully kind of dull, really. It's just, trying to. I mean, for example, I was going to try and deal with basically people's laziness. I mean, there are an awful lot of websites which are just copy other people, that kind of thing. And I was also going to talk about the rise and fall of potential website high spots. I mean, I'd count Dennis Wise has been an example of that. He's got immured into sort of not much. Same with Kevin MacDonald. And I hate to say this, but it may be.
What about Dennis Wise? What are you saying?
Well, he's stuck on this business with supporting Hitler, which a lot of people do, in fact. But he doesn't seem to realise that there's no conceivable way that Germany could have won. And it didn't make sense. The whole thing was organised as a deliberate sort of genocide against whites, starting in the USSR and then in Germany. The only thing they should have done was have some negotiations to stop a war. But of course, we've got Stalin bumping off people, you know, Adlib is killing people, and they're all supported by the US as well. And Hitler was a kind of poser, really. He gave people some hope, and he also incidentally his business of Hitler being anti-Jew was, I think probably this is where Hexane is right. The idea of that was to get Jews to move to Israel. I mean, none of them wanted to move to Israel because they got their teeth in the Germans and the Russians perfectly well, so they didn't want to go. So if you had a German leader kind of ranting away at them, a lot of them left, and in fact they got, you know, they took their money with them.
Well, the transfer agreement allowed them to take money that they could. That they could take their assets with them.
Well, it was to get them out, wasn't it? That's the point. The point was to get them out.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that was the whole point of it. They wanted to get them out and
a
then have...
A lot of them had come in right after World War I and had come in and were buying up assets of the Germans for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, that's
and it was horrible for Germany. So you have to look at
I agree, at
the history of everything. Well, the history of every situation.
Yeah, well, I agree, but it's easier said than done. And Hitler is a perfect example of a sort of demon figure. And of course, it's been plugged in the media. And of course, you get these counter demons. But the fact is, the fact appears to be that he was just another Jew, and.
I don't think so.
Well, you'd have to look at, I'm not going to go into immense detail about it, but it's been exposed that a lot of the German army was run by Jews, wasn't it? They had generals
Baloney.
And so on. Baloney.
Yep.
Well.
Yep.
Well,
I have studied family history and taught family history for longer than I can that I'd. Want to admit.
Sorry, family history
and
of whom?
I have looked into genealogies, so...
Yeah, of Nazis.
I'm not going to accept theories over facts.
Well,
that's just not something I do.
Okay,
are going to... A quick break. I think we're overdue for a break or not. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800.
Hello there, I can hear you.
You're not back yet.
Yeah, you are. No.
I just don't like that commercial, so he always.
Oh, I see. Okay. I hope you're solvent, by the way.
Starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty. Welcome back.
Hi.
Today is Ray West. His website is big-lies.org. We do have a caller. Did you want to take a caller, or do you want to?
Can I just make a point? I don't want to sort of hexer you, but I would recommend that you look at these things by Mathis. And if they're contrary to everything you believe, then you'll be better armed against your enemy. But if you learn something, then you'll learn something. Honestly, seriously, that's absolutely serious. I cannot
have
express.
Been a very, very deep researcher for 50 years. 50 years. I know how to do research.
Well,
I've spent hours at National Archives. I've spent hours in front of microfilm readers.
Yeah.
I know how to do research.
Well, so is David Irving. He's spent a lot of time. I know him personally. I like him, but he's not. His stuff omits all the.
I don't omit.
Are you saying you've got secret access to Jewish?
That.
Well, what about Jewish?
I do is I cite my sources.
So yeah.
That anybody can go. All of my books have just about as many pages of citations as they do text. And
yeah.
So people can go to see where I've gotten my information, and they can see why I have come to the conclusions that I have come to.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm not going to make a big thing of it, but
no.
I do honestly recommend that because it's the way to go. The problem I have with David Irving, who's now, I hope he's not ill, he seems to be a bit indisposed, but he hasn't factored in this business of Jews cooperating worldwide. I mean, for example, he was one of the first people to find out about Bletchley Park, you know, the Enigma Code, all this kind of stuff, where they all lived in huts, but he hasn't probed this business of Jewish money, in my opinion. And it's not surprising because it's a very difficult thing to probe. They're not going to announce, you know, that they're funding this or that assassin or whatever, or
sure.
that they're funding such and such a group, or that they're deliberately throwing away battles. I mean, I've got a piece on the front page of my website here, the Master Race of Jews on the World Wars, and I've collected together a whole load of things about. Which suggest quite strongly that the whole point of the Second and First World Wars was to kill off whites and make money in some combination. Doesn't really matter what both of those would do. And
killing's a big business.
Exactly. Yeah, they had, but it was by covert. It's Jewish control of all the fronts, military, financial, media, and so. And basically, it was just to maximise goy death, and that's what they've. Kept doing in other fields, unfortunately.
Alrighty, why don't we take the caller?
Yeah, let's take the order.
Okay, Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, welcome.
Oh, hi. Is the line open? I guess it is.
It is. Are you?
Sounds really good, both of you. You know, one thing to really remember, if we're honest and with ourselves. Is when we learn something new or learn to accept something that we couldn't or wouldn't before,
yeah.
We disagree with our very own former selves. It's not a bad thing. We can be cheerful with each other. I wanted to tell you, Ray, and that's a strange way to spell Ray. Where's that come from? There's a lot of extra letters on there.
It's Swiss, actually. My mum was Swiss.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's where you are. So I was going to say midnight central or... A little later, he sometimes runs here on Republic Broadcasting. A pseudonym, Robert Ravel, has incendiary radio. And at the end of the chat, I've gotten into the habit of posting, Shalom, Beersheba, Sionim, and Hasbrat. So I capitalize the B instead of spelling it correctly.
Hasbrat,
and then
yeah.
I post that link you have for that, for the Sionim and the Hasbara. So it's just for fun, because Robert mentioned before, apparently he'd gotten some word that was actually going on, and sure, it would be. You know,
yeah, okay.
they're watching everything. They have to.
Hey,
I mean, how else are you going to run things?
Can I ask?
Head of cybersecurity,
Ian
Nurberg.
Can I ask you something? What did you think of that chap who spoke just now, Mr. Mark Elsis, I think he was?
Oh, he's good. But like I said, we all have our ideas, and I would advise you to look at his Hitler's Peace Plans. .com page. That is very useful. And I will deter here from both Mark and Deanna and several others that Hitler and Eva were drugged by Bormann and abducted to South America. That's from Harry Cooper, Admiral Harry Cooper, and he was intel and he knows a lot of people. And anyway, there's way much more to that, but his site is sharkhunters.com. So I'm just saying there's so much more. And then with Kennedy... You look at a site called MyGodI'mHit.com, some other researchers. This is Brian David Anderson and Mark Anderson. Mark Anderson has a program here at Republic Broadcasting also and is a very good reporter. But they go through all of this about, and here's the thing, Jim Mars is an expert on that assassination. It was in Dealey Plaza for a reenactment. Someone went out in the street at the end of the performance and shot off a .45. And it didn't make any sense until you read this. And you see,
okay.
You can't believe the depth of evil that people that have, or they are people, Neanderthals or whatever they are, have no morals. And they will abduct people, you know, not so much Hitler, but like JFK. And Nicholas, Tsar Nicholas. And apparently they were spirited away to the same exile location, very nice location. And the Romanov ladies taken off to be bloodline breeders.
The Romanovs.
On every side. Pardon me?
Did you say the Romanovs? German. I'm not German. Russian. Well, supposedly Russian.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
German.
Are you going to go and go to Washington, D.C. and camp out there for the few?
No.
Do you think it would
that's
work?
That's not.
Do you think it would work?
Yeah. We need to get in touch. This is spiritual. We need to get in touch with the Holy Spirit and let him direct us.
Hey, tell me.
Don't worry about what's going to happen. You know, before all this happened on another talk show,
That's a Jewish policy to tell people not to, you know, don't worry about the morrow. Don't worry about what happens. Don't make any plans. It's a Jewish, you know,
that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. You have to take care of yourself. Of course you do. That's ridiculous. I am saying have.
Well, that's not the Christian policy. Christian policy is not to take care of yourself. It's to take no care of tomorrow.
That's crino. That's Christian in name only. You know Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God.
No, there's no such person. There was no such
churches.
There was no such person.
Man made for control.
Yes, I agree. Actually, yeah. If you want to believe, you know, that you're going to.
And the same with priests of medicine and law. We don't need priests. We don't need any intermediary. We need to be self-responsible. And in fact, anarchy is just that.
It means no ruler.
Not no rule.
That's what the word means. It doesn't mean that it would work. It's possible, is it?
Well, if we could still have families.
Let me ask you about Lincoln. Do you know anything about the assassination of Lincoln?
Mary Todd bought up all the funeral cloth in D.C. a month before it happened.
What do you know about the assassination of Lincoln?
Well, that's kind of what, I don't know if we'd have time to get it all into it, but, you know, because I don't think we do, but Abe Springsteen, and it's interesting that they took Trump in for the Fox interview at the feet of his temple. It says temple right behind his head. He was a Melungeon, okay? And he was probably the worst president, and some think he's the best. Willie Martin did a very good researched Jews Caused the Civil War. There's two parts. It's very good, except that he really favors Lincoln. Like some of these characters, Jewish characters,
they
kill others off and take their name and things.
Okay. This has kind of thrown me off my stroke, all this stuff.
Yeah, why don't we get back to what you were talking about? Do you have something relevant to what Ray was
talking about?
I'm
just really glad
about
to hear you. And like I said, just take care, people. Be cheerful to each other. Don't let them wind you up like this. I'm not wearing any facial diaper. I never have, and I won't.
Well, I agree.
Let them wind you up.
Yeah, I agree about that.
It's a lie.
This
whole virus thing is a lie. It's not airborne.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree with you.
A virus isn't catching. I mean, it's the germ theory of bacteria, and people need to look that up and understand it. We have
individual innate and acquired immunity, and we have poison. There's no herd immunity. There's no contagion and outbreak. Those are movie titles.
Mm-hmm.
And this predictive programming from Talmudia is all around the world. They did it to China, too. And what were the optics? We got, while they were on vacation, on their holiday, we got all this empty streets. What are they doing with the mask footage they're getting now of us? How are they using those optics over there? They try to think like they do.
Okay. One of the arguments in the Second World War in the concentration camps was that people got typhus. They couldn't.
Concentration camps. There were work camps.
Well, work camps. Sorry.
Better. Let me give you a short.
They could die. They were stated to have died from being, you know, catching typhus from fleas and lice, whatever it was. Are you saying that's not true?
Having fecal matter, and they wouldn't take baths.
Are you saying it's not true? It's an obvious case of transmission of a disease by these typhus carrying lice.
You need to look into this a little bit.
I have looked into it. If you read my website, I've got a load of stuff about it.
Sir, Ray, let me give you a nice little music video, and you can turn down the music once you've heard it.
No,
we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Okay.
Look at it. It has them in the theater playing soccer. No, this we've been lied to.
Yes, I know. I know we've been lied to. The question
okay,
is what to do about it.
Okay, I'm going to cut you loose. Thank you for your phone call. We're running out of time. So anyway, thank you for your phone call.
Yeah, thanks for what was it now? 1:45. God Almighty, that was a bit of a disaster, really. I think the I want to summarize these. There are two things. Please, if you're a listener, look at look at my big-lies.org. There's a front page, and it's designed to get a lot of stuff on it. It's an HTML thing.
There is a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the reason I do that is because with these WordPress sites, you get stuff tucked away, and you only have about the middle half as well. Anyway, so look at it. There are three files on Judaism and articles on Jews. They're all interesting. They all deserve to be looked through, especially that Jew parasitic evolution theory. It's a summary of how Jews work in a parasitic way, in my view. Very important. If you don't understand that, you're kind of nowhere really. Then look at the second column here. You've got this master race business. And read through it. It's long. There's a lot of stuff there. But you'll see what I'm getting at. The idea is that Jews, because of their distributed arrangement to the state, you know, Jews are distributed across lots of countries. And that is, in effect, they're a country of their own, but it's not functioning like any other country. It's its own special country. And you have to understand that. And below that, there's this one about Hexane. If you click on 30 puzzles on the Second World War, he splits up the Second World War into a whole lot of different things to make it manageable. And, there's some other stuff here. There's my reviews as well. Let me just summarize this 30 puzzles business. There's, you can click on it. There's one about, for example, about Hitler's Masonic handshakes. Now, that's a sort of popular one to get into. There's one about Henry Ford, which is worth reading. You may not agree with it, but Hexane starts with the assumption that Jews control these things.
See, right? I can't see Henry Ford. Where is he?
Oh, it's about the fifth or sixth one down. There's another one here. Here's one about the land to the east, the business of Lebensraum. And he points out something that hadn't occurred to me before, that Lebensraum in Russia is contrary to his... If he's a real racist, he's not interested in moving to Russia to fight the Russians, although, of course, that's Jewish policy. There's a whole lot of stuff in parts of Europe and parts of Africa, parts of South America, for that matter, which could be colonized by Jews, but that's not part of the thing. And he does a very good piece on that. Now, one down there, here we are, the 1940 armistice. Why did Hitler leave Vichy France? And that's very good on Gibraltar. He's this chap, he's French, he's presumably got quite a background in France and the Vichy regime, that kind of stuff. And it's worth reading. If you don't read this, you're stuck way back in people who take the usual view, the media view, the Jewish view of all these things. There's a good one here about Japan. Why did the USA declare war on Germany? That was quite an interesting one. The point about Japan was that they had to have a reason for... what was the reason for it? I can't remember. Look for yourself. Yeah.
Germany and Japan had an agreement.
Yeah, why? Why do they have an agreement? Why would they want that? You look at it. Where is it? I can't find it now. It's not ridiculous.
Yeah, your website is very...
There's a lot of... It has to be crowded because there's such a lot of stuff, you see. I'll just do a little search for Japan. Find Japan. Oh, here we are. It's down. It's the strange alliance between Germany and Japan. It's about 8 up from the bottom. And why would they have that? What's the point of it? And he said that basically they have to... the Japanese alliance was required because then Germany had a reason to declare war on the USA, right? Even if war seemed phony. I think that's right.
Germany never did declare war on the USA. The USA declared war on Germany.
Well.
And if you there's a book, A Backdoor to War. It's quite thick, 4 inches thick. It's very good.
Well,
it has a lot.
I'm sure there's.
And also, you have to look at the sanctions that that the U.S. put against Japan in order to understand why they attacked Pearl Harbor. And in fact, Roosevelt, excuse me,
yeah, sorry.
Churchill monitored the entire when the Japanese left Japan, they monitored their entire journey to Pearl Harbor and knew what was going to happen. And in fact, Roosevelt took some of the better ships out of there.
Yeah, I know.
And left them to die. 2,500 people died. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Okay, yes, I know about Pearl Harbor.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. You must be ready to zonk out.
I could do with a stiff drink, put it that way.
What time is it there?
It's 23:54. So it's,
oh my gosh.
That's okay. I'm
11.
More
yeah,
or less.
54. Oh.
More or less still alive. The What we should say is, can we find something to counteract all this stuff? All I could think of was that you have to get Jews separated from each other, if it's possible, so they don't have...
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, it can work for it.
I think that people have to definitely stand up for their rights, and that isn't happening because so many people are listening to the media. They're not thinking about this situation. They're not... They don't know what the coronavirus is. If you have a cold, if you've had a cold, you're going to test positive. The other thing is the test. How do we know? In fact, there have been some swabs. You know, they either put it up your nose or down your throat, then up into your nostril cavity. Sometimes people have tested positive. That there have been swabs sent in that tested positive that weren't even used.
That's true. So it's not a serious test. These things are very difficult to test. So
are medical people doing the testing, or is it some dude sitting outside your car?
They probably just make it up. Let me just make one more point. If you go to my homepage and scroll down a bit, you'll find over to the right a green box with a picture of Miles Mathis in it. So do yourself a favor and investigate his stuff, because it really is probably the most important stuff, apart from hexane, on the website. The only thing it doesn't have is how to, for example, set Jews against each other and detect Jewish frauds.
That's not going to happen. I think we just need to learn
how to deal with this. That's what's got to be done. Otherwise, the things will keep going as they have for a couple of thousand years. So they have to be, you know, Jew networks have to be removed. Secrecy has to go between Jews.
Well, I think just taking over the media, and that's not going to happen, because all of this has been given to us incrementally. If all of this had been put upon us all at one time, then, gosh, we'd say, wow, look what happened. But it's incremental. Just every little incremental.
Anyways,
pretty soon we're in the situation we're in.
Yeah, well, anyway, if something comes, I mean, for example, the climate hoax, if people, you know, the virus hoax, various war frauds and all this stuff, if they can be made to act against each other, and in particular, you have to get big percentages, you have to get a lot of money out of these frauds, if it's possible to do, including, you know, billions. I mean, a lot of money has to be taken out of Jewish hands. That's a thing to be looked into. Or alternatively, because you might be able to get some other money which is not run by Jews, which is separated. I don't know. I wish I knew, but please look at some of these things as I've suggested and try and draw conclusions from them, because after all, a lot of what is now out there, a lot of what happens in the world would have been very similar with other, you know, without Jews.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program. Take care, and get to bed. Get some sleep.
Well, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hope Chicago is okay, by the way.
Yes, it's okay. Sorry we couldn't take the last two callers. All righty, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, listeners.